This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
You dug yourself a hole, and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of a tree. Get me out of here.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave. Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together.
Lighten up, it's Friday.
It's
That's it, we did it!
We did it!
Thank God it's Friday!
All right, heading into the CBD-filled weekend. I hope you all are ready. I am. I think I am. Are you Super Don?
Am I ready for a CBD-filled weekend?
Yes, of course. That's the way to go into the weekend. Relax. Chill out.
All right.
A little CBD. Okay. I got a lecture. That's why. This is one of those weekends where I'm not taking the weekend off. I'm working tomorrow. But
Hold on. Where's my tiny violin again?
I'm not asking for sympathy. I love doing that. So for me, it's part of the healing ministry.
That's not
a complaint. But anyway.
Okay.
Cry for me a river. No, don't cry for me a river.
It might
be polluted with, who knows? We'll get to that. Hey, folks, we've got an awesome show heading into the weekend. Very, very serious discussion here. We've got a follow-up on the billboard from Perth, Australia. We've got Randy Vaughn from Learn the Risk, and she used to be with Merck. You remember her because they referenced her in that billboard. How dare you ask that question? What's in a vaccine? Do you know what's in a vaccine? Well, we do. Also, Alan Phillips, vaccine rights attorney. He is under the proverbial bar gun. They're going after him. Folks, why? What is it about? We're going to get to that as well. And it has everything to do with your right to say no to vaccination. So there you go. Ready, set, go, Super Don. What do you want to talk about?
Well, we've got a study that we're going to get into here that's going to give it's going to inflate your head. I don't know how it fits in the studio to begin with, but
maybe we could place it on this giant spoon that I see in front of Purdue Pharma.
Yes. Before we get into that, I came across this story this morning, and we are fans of civil disobedience. We're not big fans of the violence, that you see quite often with these protests.
We like creativity and humor when we talk about protests, right?
And in this particular case, there was this guy, and let me see here. Yeah, well, you're familiar with Purdue Pharmaceutical.
Yeah.
Those are the guys that screwed everything up and started the opioid epidemic with OxyContin, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, they're in Stamford, Connecticut, apparently. Yeah.
Right, so there's this artist that decided to put together a sculpture.
Mm-hmm.
It's called a sculpture. It looks like it's all metal to me.
Well, you can do metal sculpture.
Metal sculpture. Okay, so anyway, this artist created an 800-pound, 11-foot-long
gorilla.
No, not a gorilla. Well, the gorilla in the room at Purdue Pharmaceutical. Anyway.
This is that now. Yeah, you're right. It's a big old spoon. And
it's like. Spoon, and it's shaped like the kind of spoon that heroin addicts will use in order to do heroin.
They'll bend
right?
the spoon and then they hold it and they put the heroin in it and then they burn it right under the match under. You see it in the movies.
Yeah.
Turns
yeah.
into a liquid. Then they take their syringe and they that's a heroin spoon. So they did this, or this guy did this, an 800-pound sculpture titled Purdue in honor of Purdue Pharma. and just left it there. 800-pound spoon, dropped it there, and you'll see it. It's how appropriate of that as a civil disobedience via art. I applaud this. I do. And they're like, oh, man, we had to remove it. Like, yeah, how about the profits that you got from illegally, well, let's say from deceiving the FDA, and I'm not no fan of the FDA, to get your product on the market to kill thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people. So if they even cry a little bit about the cost to remove this thing, not a lot of sympathy here.
You know, and they arrested the guy, too. The guy got arrested. But, yeah. You know, I mean, listen, he didn't hurt anybody, nope. Right?
Yeah, he did.
You know, didn't break any windows, didn't do anything like that, but he made a statement. Mm-hmm. And we applaud the guy for standing up for his convictions.
Yep. Not only do we need to detoxify from the opioid crisis, but how about a lot of things that the EPA said was safe? Yes, that's right. Once again, it is time to point out how wrong the EPA is and has been, but they're acknowledging it finally, I guess reluctantly. But if you guys remember nonstick pans, cookware, right? Mm-hmm. You remember that DuPont was famous for that. And there were, you know, those PFOAs. Teflon is the big name most people know about. And turns out, you know, in the suit against it, the EPA has been called out. It's like, you guys, your science just sucks, right? The Federal Agency for Toxic Substances and Disease Registry released a study on PFAS chemicals last Wednesday, and it says that the chemicals are dangerous at levels around 10 times lower than the EPA advised exposure of 70 parts per trillion, which doesn't sound like a lot, but I've said this, and I'll say it again. I told you so. Come on, what do I got to do, Super Don? People aren't listening.
I know. Well, listen, this is not the first time that we've had an I told you so type of story.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember what it was, but it wasn't that long ago that we covered a story where they were like, oh, look, well, shoot, sorry, guys, it turns out that, low exposure to things as a tendency to bioaccumulate, right?
Right, right.
And I mean, it's like you've been saying that for as long as I've known you,
yeah.
You know, that whenever they come out with any type of question as to whether something is toxic or dangerous, mm-hmm. the answer has always been, well, you know, that you know, the levels that we're at, oh, that's safe, you know, you don't have to worry about that. It's less than what we say is dangerous.
Folks, come with me if you want to live. I'm just saying. I mean, you guys, pay attention to me when I say, care for your liver. Take extra whole food selenium. Do homeopathic detox or drainage remedies. You know, frequencies that are supportive of your elimination system. I'm not just saying that to be annoying. Because the more you learn, the more you realize, and it isn't, I know, we tease it. It's not about me being right or even wrong, but I'm right about this. The point is, that's what I learned initially. That's why I live the way I live, because if you plan to be here for a long time and not be ravaged with chronic diseases, including cancer and horrible, horrible things, you've got to control for that which you have control over. Obviously, cooking on Teflon, which I did for years, we all did. Once we learned about it, like, get rid of these pans, right? And, you know, stick it to something else that is nonstick. Well, no, it's not stick. But actually, you know what? If you do the cast iron and you season the pan right, it's not going to be that easy to stick stuff to it.
Yeah. Throw some coconut oil in there, some avocado oil, you know, I mean, something in there that will keep it non-stick, and it can be done.
Yeah, it can be done. So the EPA is, you know, having to do that so-called mea culpa. States, U.S. senators, because this is out of, West Virginia, where a lot of people were harmed by it, being near the plants where they cooked this stuff up, so to speak. And it contaminated the groundwater, and at low levels, very low levels, parts per trillion, it created serious, serious health problems, folks. Now, you know, I try to help out the global warming alarmists, the environmentalists. I do. I mean, even though very often they're secretly communists, right? They say, what is the green people? They are green on the outside, red on the inside, like a watermelon, right? And that means they want some form of socialism or communism or government control of the environment, because that's the only way we can save the world, save the environment. The irony here is that the biggest polluters on planet Earth are governments. The U.S. government happens to be one of them. But instead, Al Gore, of using the intelligence God may have granted you, if you believe in God, you went for global warming instead of global pollution, intoxication. You would have had a defensible way to stand and say, you know what, these toxic poisons, whether it be from DuPont or otherwise, you had a winning argument. But no, you had to go for global warming. And I'm going to pull this out. The Wall Street Journal reports, 30 years on, how well did the global warming predictions fare? this James Hansen guy that issued these dire warnings in the summer of 1988. It was a hot summer. He goes before Congress. He's a NASA guy. He's like, man, oh, man, the ice caps are melting. We're going to be underwater. It's going to go up by how many degrees Fahrenheit or Celsius? And basically, none of the predictions came true. However, as we just covered on the EPA, how about talking about toxic pollutants, GMOs, pesticides? There is no way you're going to lose that argument, because the more you dig into toxins at low levels, the more you are validated, or you would have been validated had that been your argument. We've got to stop polluting the planet. We've got to lower the threshold for toxins being excreted. And, of course, excreted is not the right word, but you get what I mean. But they're excreting toxins like Al Gore every time he speaks or flies around the globe on a private jet, or his multiple mansions are burning the midnight oil, so to speak. So it's hypocrisy, yes. But it also shows, it tells me that the agenda was never one of correcting a genuine problem. It was only about creating a new way to make money off of reducing the American people, or many people in the West, to live a life like cavemen or cavewomen. And some have argued that might be a healthier way to live. Okay, I get that, whether you could call that paleo or not. But the reality is, we would do better, we would be better served by living closer to home, reducing what they call a carbon footprint. But it's just like, use a little less energy that's being shipped in from underground, deep underground, across the countries, across the world. And you know what? Grow your own food. Grow a lot of your own food, as much as you can. Have a cow. Have a few chickens while you're at it. And stop complaining about global warming. It's phony. Climate intoxication is real. Poisoning the water hole is real. Did I tie those two together? Or are you still scratching your head there, Super Don?
Somebody poison the water hole.
Yeah, you remember that?
Yes.
Little Toy Story action there. I like that. That was
right.
Woody's line there. Anyway, you got about a minute or so before we take our first break. And
I get what you're saying. Mm-hmm. I do.
It just annoys me. The environmental movement.
No, I get it.
They jump the shark with global warming.
Here's what I get out of it. Okay, this situation with DuPont, right?
Yeah.
This is yet another example, and again, and I told you so, where they're making all of these decisions about introducing these things into the general population based on short-term studies. And how many times have we seen after long-term studies, we found out, oh, look, we're killing ourselves some more. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like technology is a great thing, but it's also it's a double-edged sword, you know?
Yeah, well, you're right. And it's the short-term studies that we talk about with vaccines also corrupting the evidence that is obvious to anyone who watches their child after vaccines just become lost. And that's the point of the LearnTheRisk.org. We're going to be joined momentarily by Brandy Vaughn. What's in a vaccine? Don't ask the question if you're in Perth, Australia. Also, Alan Phillips. Why are they attacking him, this attorney, this vaccine rights attorney? We've got a lot of hot stuff coming up on the Robert Scott Bell Show right now, heading into the weekend. So put your thinking caps on, because there's a lot to think about. And remember, the power to heal still is yours. We'll be right back.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Just this week, we were covering a story from Perth, Australia, a fascinating story about a group that got together and put a billboard up. What did the billboard say? Why was it so controversial? Well, it said, "Do you know what's in a vaccine?" Had a picture of a woman reading over library books. It looked like she was investigating. And then underneath it, we were able to dig, see past the bushes. It wasn't real easy to see. LearnTheRisk.org, which led us to our friend Brandy Vaughn from Learn the Risk. Brandy, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thanks, Robert. Thanks for having me on again. I love to share information with your listeners and talk all the time. It's great. We have lots of great conversations.
Oh, yeah. Now, you have gone global, because in Perth, Western Australia, it's about as isolated as you get. How did this happen? Did you go there to put up a billboard, or did some local activists? What happened here?
Yeah, one of these days I'm going to make it over to Australia, but so a group of local activists contacted me about putting up the billboard, and we talked over suggestions, and I offered to do the design, but to be honest, it happened so quick. They had the funds raised in no time, and literally the board was up, I believe, within 2 or 3 weeks of us even discussing it in the beginning. So, it was a really active, motivated group down in Perth, and they've chosen to be anonymous because I will say some of them work in the medical field themselves, actually, and they have, you know, realized the depth of the lies around vaccines and the damage they can do, and so they chose to be anonymous, and they asked obviously to put the learntherisk.org URL on there, and I said, of course, you know, bring it on. I'm definitely not anonymous, and I'm here taking the heat for everyone and answering the questions and making these things happen. So they reached out because they felt that LearnTheRisk.org was the best website resource speaking to new parents and those who haven't researched. And it is true. We have a lot of we have over 1,000 published studies on our study section. We have lots of stories. We have a doctor section where doctors speak out on vaccines. We have a diseases decline page. We go into how vaccines don't actually create immunity, and we have the science there to show it. And then we have links to different side effects, different pages, seizures, SIDS, all of these different resources on the website. So I was very happy that they wanted to put that on the board. And I will say I had a lot – we had thousands, tens of thousands of extra hits from all over the world last week, particularly Australia, of course.
Brandy, I'm not surprised because when we covered this story, we actually used audio from ABC News down there in Australia where they brought on not a scientist to answer the question, which you think like, hey, it's a question. What's in a vaccine? All right, we're now going to our PhD medical researcher to tell us what's in a vaccine. No, they went to a woman, a grieving woman who had lost her child, to whooping cough, or as they say, whooping cough down there, as if to blame anybody who simply asked the question, what's in a vaccine? And they went to the same context of, oh, these anti-vaxxers, and never went to answer a perfectly valid question, and then really called for some form of censorship. How dare they? You know, who would accept money for this kind of thing? Oh my gosh, when now does it become a normal part of our discourse to not ask questions, to suppress questioning? Something as simple as, hey, you know, what's in that vaccine?
Exactly. Why are they so afraid of a simple question if there's nothing to hide?
Mm-hmm.
And I was really thrown by the media reports because if there is a question like that, why wouldn't you go to your medical advisor instead of using the health minister who actually had a press conference in front of the board and going to the AMA about the content of the board where they said it's similar to child abuse and they likened the billboard to child abuse, which was crazy to me because you're interviewing these doctors, yet no one's actually talking about what's in the vaccine.
Yeah, the very question being asked is not being acknowledged other than to say, man, we've got to stop this. We've got to stop. You know, it's like, wow, how dangerous it is to ask that question. Now, I've seen since then somebody's gone up and apparently vandalized the billboard. And under the what's in a vaccine question, instead of learntherisk.org, it now says the answer, common sense. I'm like, what? Well, maybe. All right. Now, maybe the people will be intrigued. Well, what does that mean? I better go look at what's in a vaccine. If there's common sense in there, I want to know. So I think it's going to be okay. The more they attack this billboard, the more people are going to want to know.
It's a failed attempt because I thought, common sense means you research it, right?
Yes.
What's in a vaccine? Common sense means you should know. And if you don't know, you should research.
Another backfire.
Speedy was a little bit of a backfire.
Mm-hmm.
Although I will say that unfortunately the board has been taken down.
Well, not surprised. Hey, Brandy, hold on a second. We got to take a break here. We've got more with Brandy Vaughn. If you didn't know, she used to work with Merck. What is she doing now? Why? We'll get to that as well for those of you who don't know about her and LearnTheRisk.org. Links are up in the show notes at RobertScottBell.com.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need. You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
So we continue now with Brandy Vaughn. She used to work with Merck. Those of you who are not familiar with Brandy, I got to meet her. She's been on the show before. She's sweet, sweetheart, and doing great, great by her child now and all children. When you step up and say, my gosh, we got to put the information out there or ask the question so that you are led to the information or you will dig for it. And that's what that billboard was asking. What's in a vaccine? Do you know what's in a vaccine? Simple question. What's the answer? Now I hear that the billboard has been pulled down But I don't think it's going to go well for the bad guys here, because the more they suppress, the more they censor, the more people are going to want to know why. Why are they doing this?
Exactly. So the biggest question is, you know, as parents, we're supposed to research everything, right? That makes us good parents normally, right? Mm-hmm. So we research car seats, we research what's in ingredients in food, we research, you know, we ask questions, is there BPA in this bottle? All of these types of things. And yet we're not allowed to question vaccines. And I think it really did backfire in the end that they made so much, you know, massive outrage over this and hysteria, because then people are going to say, well, why can we question everything else? We question everything else and we're called good parents. And then questioning vaccines is likened to child abuse. What is that? What are they hiding? Why are we not allowed to ask questions? And, you know, everybody should be asking this question, because as you know, as you well know, and I know, and a lot of people following, but maybe some that don't, there are toxins in vaccines that cause health damage and health issues. And the science is very clear. And in fact, on learntherisk.org, the website I run, we have over 1,000 studies linking vaccines to health damage. So why can't we ask that simple question? And why are we not allowed to question vaccines? And again, the big answer to that is that vaccines are the foundation that the pharmaceutical and medical industries are built upon. That is how they get toxins past our natural body's filters. So 95% of what's injected is actually absorbed into the body tissues, causing harm when there are toxins in the vaccines. Yet 95% of anything we eat, drink, inhale, or put on our skin, it gets filtered out. So vaccines are their brilliant way to create health issues from the inside. And their way to get these toxins past our natural body's filters and detox processes. So that is the foundation.
Well, Brandy, hold on here. You work for Merck. You know that can't be the case. I mean, they're only wanting to elicit antibodies via these injections so that these kids never get sick. What are you talking about?
Oh, I hate to break it to you, Robert, but I found out from the inside that what we are told is not quite the reality, and so much is really hidden, and they cover up so many of the side effects and health issues, because then the vaccines create pharmaceutical customers, right? And
yes,
then you need surgeries. Then you, well, they tell you need these things. I would disagree, but, you know, you need all of these surgeries. Oh, ear infections. You need antibiotics that then wipe out the gut flora and cause mental health issues, depression, anxiety, as well as numerous autoimmune diseases. You know, of course, cancer as well is the leading cause of disease death in children. When I was younger, and I'm sure when you were younger, cancer was all, you know, a disease of older people. And now all of a sudden it's the leading disease death cause in children, and the numbers are skyrocketing. What's going on? And as you know, as I know, all of it is, you know, most disease is caused by toxic inflammation, either a nutritional deficiency or toxic inflammation, and cancer included. And so how are children nowadays so toxic? How is their body so overloaded with toxins that it's causing these autoimmune issues and skyrocketing diseases that we're seeing? Cancer, diabetes, Alzheimer's, obviously.
Brandy.
Alzheimer's, because there is now juvenile Alzheimer's.
Yes. The neurological intoxication is very real now at all ages. Like you said, it used to be diseases of old age.
Right.
But now we're seeing it happen at younger and younger ages. I believe autism is the other side of the scale in the young people. They call it that, but it is brain neurological and gut damage, all related. Now, earlier in the week, I had RFK Jr. on with me and Ty Bollinger when we went outside the box, and he just laid it out. He is not backing down on this issue. He says there is no scientific studies that happen to show safety or efficacy of these vaccines, no double-blind placebo-controlled trials that occur. And aftermarket research where they do the market watch to see, hey, what did we not catch in the phase 1, 2, 3 trials that are not happening? The VAERS system, maybe he says 1%, if that, of all adverse events are being reported from the medical community. Most are happening because parents are now reporting them, and doctors often don't even know that there is a vaccine adverse event reporting system. So to say that the system is broken is an understatement. It's like there's not a system.
Right. And the FDA even says, and you know, those are always conservative numbers, that only 1 to 10% of all vaccine reactions are reported. But the stories that we're hearing on the ground from ER nurses and doctors, because usually that's where the reactions come to. They don't go back to the doctor. They usually happen the first initial reaction happens that evening. And so the kids are seen in the ER, and we're seeing multiple reports from ER nurses and saying that doctors refuse to even consider vaccines as the problem. And in fact, they hear parents saying, oh, well, they just got their shots today. They were just in the doctor's today. And the doctor said my child was healthy. What's going on? And the doctors are saying, oh, it has nothing to do with the vaccines. So, you know, they're not, of course, they're not reporting it, A, because they're never taught that there is a system to report vaccine reactions other than calls to the manufacturer. But I will say, I did an interview once with a woman who was telling me that she used to work for the call center of vaccine manufacturer, and a lot of times she was told to just throw the report away. And so, again, this is the number that's on the vaccine product insert. If there's a reaction, call this number. It's a call center, and she said that there were multiple vaccine manufacturers represented in this call center, and she said half the time the vaccine reaction or the vaccine reports were thrown in the trash and said, oh, well, that's not reliable enough. And most often the only ones that they would accept via the manufacturer's number were the ones that were from medical professionals. But again, it's just those few dozen nurses that are actually reporting, right? Because most doctors refuse to report and most don't know. Same with nurses. So, you know, it's very true that very, very, very few reactions are reported compared to what we're seeing in the general population. And another important aspect is that we all have genetic weaknesses. So different health issues will manifest. So the toxins pretty much target whatever weakness you have genetically, and that's what will manifest. But because it's not always the same reaction in all children, right? So one may have seizures right away. In fact, I shared a story last night of a little boy who was 2 years old, and he had seizures directly in the doctor's office right after the vaccines. And of course, again, the doctor said, oh no, that's not related to the vaccines that I just gave him. He was perfectly healthy, never had a seizure before. But again, these doctors are in such denial because their salary really depends on it, particularly pediatricians. But these things are happening and they're not being reported. And the manifestation, the health issue that manifests is going to be different. So it is a little bit easier for doctors to tell parents, oh, you know, that wasn't related, because every child is going to have a slightly different reaction. In fact, myself at age 25, when I had a hepatitis B vaccine, I developed IBS. I developed hives the day of the vaccine, so I knew that there was a reaction. Of course, I went back to the doctor. He said, no, not any reaction. But skin reactions are usually the first sign of internal damage going on. And I went on within the next 2 weeks to start having massive abdominal cramping. So I was diagnosed with irritable bowel syndrome, multiple food allergies. I had to redo entirely my diet. I, you know, was prescribed lots of medications that I never took, thankfully. I also developed memory issues and arrhythmia and all of these different things. And once I started studying vaccines, I realized the reaction that I had. But no doctors would ever say anything. And, you know, I don't even know if I brought it up to these doctors. It was quite a long time ago, 14 years ago. So it's really hard to connect the dots for a lot of parents. And that's why the work we do, I do, you do, Ty does, is so important, because we need to get people to understand that the toxins and vaccines are causing these health issues and the inflammation. And sometimes it happens immediately, right? With SIDS cases, with seizures. Sometimes it happens over a period of weeks and months, because vaccines are given intramuscularly. And so it takes a little bit of time for the toxins to slowly move through the body, right?
That was another point that RFK Jr. brought up in terms of the studies that they do or don't do in terms of the days that they give the shots, and then they say anything after that, you know, 4-day window, for instance, at day 5, it's not related. And of course, then we're left with the conclusion, as I've heard before, that vaccines are the leading cause of coincidence on planet Earth. And what does that mean? Two incidences that are random? It's just a random act? And of course, if they can keep it in randomity, they have plausible deniability to the parents who may not not have the medical degrees, as I call them. In fact, observation is the root of all science, yet they dismiss it when a parent views a healthy child become a very sick child, or even a child who has died, unfortunately. So what you're doing with LearnTheRisk.org is so very important, and all the folks that are out there, some of whom you've mentioned, doing this, that we're doing an end around the mainstream media. And in some cases, the mainstream media is doing our job for us. Case in point, the protests against the billboard, Do You Know What's in a Vaccine, in Perth, Australia. As you mentioned to me off the air as well, it got play in England and around the world in news organizations. And now, of course, with more calls for censorship, I say bring it on. Keep trying to censor this message and more people will come to it and start looking at, wonder what is in that vaccine. Why do they not want me to know it? And we're back around full circle. And this is what we're here to help people with.
Right, exactly. And the more they try to censor it, the more they try to cover it up, the more people are going to question. And, you know, the more and more vaccines that are added to the schedule, more and more parents are going to wake up and realize, hopefully more and more nurses and doctors will at some point start to, you know, realize the reality of vaccines. And you're right, there are no real safety studies on vaccines, and those safety studies are always done by someone with a financial interest, most often the vaccine maker. Mm-hmm. No double-blind, no placebo-based. The timing of the studies, the way that they throw out any adverse events as not related, if they don't happen within, you know, 3 or 4 hours. And again, like I said, mm-hmm. it takes a while for the toxins to move through the body because they're given intramuscularly. And this is why they're not given intravenously, mm-hmm. and why the vitamin K has a black box warning for intravenous use as well as intramuscular.
Yeah.
But they have to be very careful with it, right?
Folks, hey, check it out. LearnTheRisk.org. It's linked up in the show notes at RobertScottBell.com. Brandy, you want to stick around for another segment or you got to run?
Sure. Nope. I'm here.
All right. We're going to wrap up the hour with Brandy Vaughn. We're going to take a break here. Y'all check it out. We'll be right back with more powerful healing on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, having a great discussion with Brandy Vaughn. And LearnTheRisk.org is the website. It's linked up at RobertScottBell.com. Check it out, participate, and share it. Just as those family members from Down Under, so to speak, in Perth did with the great question on a billboard, do you know what's in a vaccine? And until you do, you better think twice or 10 times before you allow them to come near your child, as I did many years ago to learn this. For me, it happened to me when I was a kid with vaccine adverse events. This was long before the expanded schedule of the early 90s that happened. But I, because of my experience and my wife's experience, we did not vaccinate our children, and they're as healthy as you can be. And the only children that I meet that are truly healthy, fully healthy, not suffering with chronic ailments and diseases, are the ones that are least or not vaccinated at all. And that, of course, is an observation I've made over many thousands of children over the years that I've traveled around the world as a homeopath as well. And Brandy, I appreciate all of your great work in getting this information out to a bigger audience as well.
Thank you. Anything I can do. And, you know, I have a 7-year-old, super healthy, unvaccinated son because of my reactions and because I knew to research vaccines. But I hadn't actually done my research on vaccines until I had brought him home from Holland. I had him in a home birth in Holland. And then I moved back to California with him when he was 6 months. And I went to a peds appointment in San Francisco. And the doctor walks in and says, oh, so he doesn't have any vaccines. And I said, no, he's perfectly healthy. Why would he need vaccines? Because at this point, I'd been out of the U.S. for 8 years, and I hadn't seen the push. Mm-hmm. You know, I did work for Merck when I was living in the U.S., and I really opened my eyes to the corruption that goes on when I was selling Vioxx that was eventually pulled from the market. But I hadn't been in the U.S., and I hadn't seen how bad it was. And he said, oh, yeah, we need to give him a dozen vaccines to catch up. And I said, oh, you know what? I'm going to do my research on those before I let anything in my child. And he said, oh, don't worry. I'm the doctor. I've done the research for you. And I said, ha, I used to work for Merck. and call on pediatricians, actually. I know exactly where you get your research. I'm going to do my own.
Nice.
The guy stormed out, and that was the last time my son went to a well visit, and he hasn't needed to go back because he's
beautiful.
He's perfectly healthy, and he's much healthier than the peers that I have in my peer group of friends. We have 8 children, and I always get scared to talk about this. Maybe they won't be my friends for very long, but every single one of them has some kind of health issue. And it could be food allergies. It could be asthma, type 1 diabetes. One had massive colic and apnea when she slept. One's being seen by a neurologist. One's being seen by a kidney doctor. And this is in the span of literally 8 children, right, that are born around the same time as my son. Every single one of them has a health issue. But, you know, the worst part is that every single one of their parents would tell you that their child didn't have reactions to vaccines. They're fine. They had vaccines. And, well, they won't tell you that now because I've influenced them.
Sure.
But they would have told you that 3 years ago when I wasn't doing this work and they weren't following me.
Brandy, we're dealing with massive amounts of medical ignorance, health ignorance in America and a lot of the Western world, because people can say with a straight face that other than cancer, I'm perfectly healthy. Other than allergies, I'm perfectly healthy. Other than gastrointestinal inflammation, I'm perfectly healthy. So you have this cognitive dissonance about chronic disease and health. And so if they can say that with a straight face, they've been manipulated, they've been programmed, and there's a lot of work to be done. And again, this is why I'm grateful, Brandy, that you've come out and done what you're doing as well, and that we're all trying to get the word out. And even with remedies, like you mentioned on the break, some of the folks that you know that are dealing with vaccine injuries and trying to undo the damage, we do that regularly on the show. Dr. Rasha Batar, a good buddy of mine, I don't know if you ever got to meet him, he had to recover his own son and help many children over the years, and has written about that as well. So, you know, whether it be chelation, whether it be, you mentioned hyperbarics, of course, I want to make sure the mercury's out, CBD, other detoxification, homeopathy, these are the things we got to bring out because the mainstream media is not helping us in terms of remedies.
No, in fact, we have an awesome event coming up in Dallas at the end of July, which is our health summit, and I want to do this all around the U.S., but we do it annually in Dallas right now, and it's amazing. We bring together experts from all of these different healing modules and give people help and solutions and inspire them to step out of just the medical propaganda that's not keeping them healthy and find other solutions, and it's been amazing, and we've had such success, and it's, you know, there's so much we can do, and even just giving the body time to heal. Our body has so much power to heal if we give it.
It does. It does. Brandy, real quick, we're about out of time. The Dallas Health Summit, end of July. Is there a website, or should I tell everybody to go to learntherisk.org?
Oh, yeah. The website is rethinkhealthsummit.com.
Got it. And it's in there.
Org is the place to do all the research on dangers of pharmaceuticals and also on detox and, of course, on vaccines.
Beautiful.
Research there.
Well, with that, Brandy, thank you for helping me help everybody else, because it's the God's honest truth. The power to heal really is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.